Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday, April the 29th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. 41 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. I think we're going to get pretty close, if not to 60 degrees here today in Marion. That'll be nice. I think really after today, the temperature, whether or not it rains or not, is supposed to be in the 60-degree range for quite a while. You'll have to excuse me. See, I went to McDonald's this morning, and it's Friday, and for some reason, as of late, I have been hungry. So this morning, I normally don't get any food through McDonald's, and I was sitting in the line. There was a little bit of a line, but as I said, their line has started to move very, very fast. So I'm sitting in the line and thinking, well, what should I get to eat this morning? And what I really wanted was the hotcakes, because I love the McDonald's hotcakes. But I thought, you know, that's kind of heavy to eat before you go on the air. That's a lot to eat, their hotcakes with the syrup and the butter and so on and so forth. So I thought, well, I'll go healthy, and I'll get an oatmeal, which they give you the oatmeal with the apple chunks and the cranberries and things like that. So I got that and mixed that all up, but now I've got the apples. I think I've got a cranberry stuck in the back, in a tooth in the back of my mouth. So hopefully I can wedge that loose during this broadcast. Got a great morning today here on WWGH Radio. I'll be on from 8 until 9, and then the pastor spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on from 9:15 until 10. Adam Lepp will engineer that program. And then I'll be back at 10:15 and take you through 1 o'clock this afternoon. And we've got a lot of fun stuff to do. I've got some interesting trivia here, and I also want to finish up our Family Feud question from yesterday. I think there was one answer we did not get, so I've got that to do as well. But there are some things I want to talk about before we get to the trivia here. There's an interesting... or was an interesting article in the Marion Star, I think it was yesterday, and it seems to be getting a lot of attention in the community and on social media, and it's our police chief, Jay McDonald, who was speaking. You know, I'm not sure where he was speaking, but he said in this speech, or at least the Marion Star quoted him, as saying, Marion has a self-esteem problem, not a crime problem. Now, this has been a long conversation, and I think we've even had it on this show. I've said, I don't know. I've never seen the statistics to see that Marion has a bigger crime problem than anybody else. A city of our size, 35,000 people, 65,000 roughly in the county. I don't know that we have a bigger crime problem than anybody else. But I do know that Marion, for a long time, has had a self-esteem issue. You hear kids who are getting ready to graduate this time of year, and they don't want to stay here. They want to go somewhere. And that's not unique to Marion, but the way they say it is unique to Marion. You know, there's nothing wrong with going off to college, but when the sentence is, boy, I got to get out of Marion, that's bad. That's self-esteem. Or how many times have you heard something happen and somebody go, well, that's Marion? Or you see somebody on the street doing something silly and somebody in the car will say, only in Marion. See, that's a self-esteem issue. And I've always thought that's what really needs to be fixed, and that is never worked on. We work on the streets. We work on the downtown. We work on bringing businesses to town. We work on bringing jobs to town. We work on bringing good wages to town. We work on dealing with the crime that we have, just like every community has. But yet, we never work on the self-esteem. And I look at things like the Marion City School Board incident. That's all self-esteem. You know, when you read a story about that, like that, about Marion, it doesn't make you feel good that we can't choose a school board member, that the teachers are getting treated badly in Marion City schools. It hurts the self-esteem of the city itself. And I think the police chief had it dead on here, and I give him a lot of credit for having the guts to say it, because I think I've been saying this for a long time. And people do want to blame everything on the crime, and yes, we have crime. Of course we have crime. There's no doubt about that. But I think our biggest problem is self-esteem, and is going to remain self-esteem for a long time. What do people think about what the police chief had to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I know people have things to say about this, because this has been a long-going issue, long-term problem here in Marion. You know what? I don't think I should have eaten. I should not have eaten breakfast right before I went on the air this morning, because now, you know, when you eat something, it just kind of sits there. So luckily I get a break here during the 9 o'clock hour. But I think that oatmeal's just sitting there right now. But what do you think about the self-esteem problem? By the way, I don't know why I've been so hungry lately. I have been incredibly hungry the last few days. Go ahead, caller.
I understand the police chief thinks Marion has a self-esteem problem, and he's probably right. But what are people going to do to rectify that?
Well, that's the problem. And it's interesting, because we certainly talk about the crime. And when we talk about the crime, we get task force together and we try to come up with plans. Downtown, they have a downtown committee, downtown manager. They've done that before. They try to fix the problem. When it comes to self-esteem, which has been about a 20-year problem now, I don't know that anybody's ever tried to fix it.
I don't remember. I mean, I see things, you know, people, neighborhoods and whatnot. Like in Columbus, they try to put things together to rectify certain problems, but I don't think I've ever heard of anything in Marion.
Well, here's the problem, and I've often said this. Whether you like Marion or not, whether you like the restaurants we have or the department stores we have or the sewage system we have, whatever you feel about Marion, and President Harding is ranked as a bad president. He's ranked toward the bottom of the list. But guess what? In the history of this country, there have only been 46 presidents. There are only 46 cities that have had a president come from that city, and we're one of them. Also, we've had a Miss America come from here. I don't think there's any city of those 46 in the United States of America that have had a Miss America and a president. Now, this is within the last 100 years. This is not ancient times. Also, a treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and not only did we have her come from here, she came back here to live after her stint in Washington. And she's still with us, thank goodness. Now, why do we have such a self-esteem issue here in Marion? Because certainly we have things. We have a college. We have a college that so many people are going to. The dorms can't keep up with them.
Yeah.
So why is everybody so down? What is the downer here in Marion?
I have no idea. Is it Is it people from other areas that criticize Marion?
No.
Or I know people in Marion criticize
Marion. That's it. You know, people from outside, I can understand that because, you know, when you live somewhere else, you tend to not like other places. That's why you live where you live. But I think what is unique about Marion, and I think I don't want to put words in the police chief's mouth here, but what I think he's talking about is that we take no pride in our city at all. I'd love to know the percentage of people who have been through Harding's home, the percentage of people who will go through Mary Ellen's Museum when it opens up. The percentage,
yeah, I kind of want to go to that.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a great event. The percentage of people who even know who Marilyn Meskey is. You know, I doubt they do. And I don't understand how you can drive down Route 95 in Marion on a Friday or Saturday night and see all those businesses and how busy they are, and the college, two colleges, by the way, and all those dorms, and feel that this is a town not thriving. In what way are we not thriving?
Yeah, I mean, we have untold, I mean, we got lots of factories, we got restaurants. I mean, you know, there's lots of jobs to be had out there as far as the businesses go.
We've got a prison that employs a lot of people.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have a prison that's probably packed at the gills. That's unfortunate, but...
But that's not all Marion people. It's, you know...
Oh, no, they ship them in. What are they? It's a three-county area that went in collaborating, didn't they? I think it was three. I know, I think Hardin County, I think there's another one, too.
Well, we also have the aquatic center, which is a very nice place.
Yeah, we got the Y.
We got the Y.
Big building. I mean, it's a nice building.
And Heritage Hall.
I mean, there's lots of stuff to do in Marion. It's just, I mean, I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, I was well into my 20s before I ever went through the Harding home, but I went through it. I've been through the Stangletree Museum. I've been through Heritage Hall. I remember when that was a post office.
Well, it's funny to me that anytime somebody does something bad, or you're driving down the road and you see somebody doing something a little crazy or maybe dressed a little funny, it seems like the response is, well, only in Marion. Well, no, that's not only in Marion. Drive through Columbus. Drive through Delaware.
Drive down High Street in Columbus. You'll see all kinds of stuff. I know.
Yeah, it's not exactly unique to us. And I don't understand. It's great to me to see that the police chief is finally addressing this, because I don't know that our crime problem is any bigger than any other city of our size. I've still never seen the data on that. I asked somebody one time when this was really ramping up, when the heroin issue was a big issue, about 8 or 10 years ago, I said, because a lot of people were running for office and they were saying, we're little, what they used to call us, Little Detroit or something like that, Little Detroit. And I said, well, where are the numbers? I mean, show me the numbers where we're number one in the state.
I bet the police chief could get you those numbers.
Well, I'd love to see them, because I don't believe we're, a matter of fact, I'm positive we're not number one in the state. And
I mean, we're not near as bad as Columbus or Cincinnati or Cleveland. There's no way we're as big as that.
Toledo?
Yeah, Toledo. We'd have to see, you know, you'd have to see the numbers as far as how we compare with cities our size, or, you know, roughly our size. What is it, 35,000 actually in the city limits and 60-some thousand as far as Marion County?
Right, right. And the thing of it is, we just tend to want to talk about those things, though. And that's fine. I'm not saying you run good news. No, you do have to report the murders. You do have to report the drug busts. You do have to report those sort of things. But to act like that is bringing the town down, and to act like no good is going on, and to act like other cities do not have this problem, well, that's not true. Drive through Lima sometime, and I like Lima. Lima's got a great theater district. They've got Cupies, which I think is a great restaurant. They've got a great NBC affiliate over there, which is run out of a house, which is very unique. But you know what? There are parts of Lima that are very rough and very decrepit.
Yeah, there's parts of every town that are rough. It's just people pile on the bad stuff. And, you know, I like to hear good news. I would prefer to hear more good news on the news than the bad news, but unfortunately, the bad news is what gets all the press.
Well, let me pull this up, because I was going to talk about this one day, and then it slipped my mind, because we obviously here at the station have a Facebook page. Now, this will just go to show you what news. Let me see if I can get the exact numbers on this here, because I found this very, very interesting when I was looking at these numbers. Let's see here. Okay. No, let me switch this here. Okay. Because we post news stories on the webpage. Now, what's interesting to me is that when I look at the WWGH webpage here, and I go down and look at the stories that we have posted when it comes to, you know, good news versus bad news, I'm going to say a good news story would have been Tony Danza coming to town to perform. That's a good news story. Okay. So we posted that story on April 11th at 10:22 a.m. That story got 20 likes and one share. Okay. Now, conversely, the story on April 11th, same day, at 5:37 p.m., about a domestic-related shooting on Sugar Street, got 207 shares and 80 likes.
Yeah, that's why I said people pile on the bad news, and they really don't want to. They don't pay attention to the good news. They don't, you know.
Right,
it's awful.
But I think what I rally against is when people say, "Well, we want to see the good news and not the bad news." Well, that's not true. If it were true, we would report good news all the time. But clearly, in that case, an entertainer coming to town to do a good show, nothing bad in that story, people hardly look at it. But anytime you put a murder or a shooting or anything, boy, the eyes converge and people share it. And it's just a whole different thing.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, maybe the police chief or maybe somebody can put a committee together to, you know, maybe, I mean, what does Visitor Bureau do? I know Charlie used to like hype up Marion when he was part of the Visitors Bureau.
Well, I think their job mostly is to direct people when they come into town.
But when Charlie was there, I mean, he used to bolster Marion, and, you know, he used to, he did them tours and whatnot, and, you know, they'd bring people, they'd try to bring people through Marion, and people, you know, they'd direct them, but, I mean, Charlie was always hyping Marion.
Well, I think those things got cut out. Somebody
should do it.
Well, I think, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure, and I don't know the facts on this, but I'm pretty sure the visitors bureaus were paying for him to do that. And if they're not going to pay for him to do that, and they're not going to pay anybody else to do that, nobody's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand, you know, if somebody wanted to, but still, I mean, even on the radio, and I imagine, I mean, I talked to Charlie. Well, of course, it's been years ago, and I talked to Charlie personally, but, I mean, he always, you know, he was always an upbeat guy. But, I mean, there's a lot of good in Marion. There's a lot of stuff to do. It's just, I guess, people, and I'm guilty of it myself, like I said, you know, there's a lot of things in Marion that I don't. Now, I do want to get up to the Historical Society, because it's been quite a while since I've been through there. I'd like to go through there again. And,
well, I also
next month, don't they? As far as I mean, yeah.
As far as I know, yeah. As far as I know, June 2nd is when I think they're open, but I think that's the big ribbon cutting ceremony.
Yeah,
but
I think they open in May.
one
as
of
far
the
as letting people go through.
Well, one of the problems we seem to have, in my opinion, we should concentrate on history to bolster who we are, bolster that self-esteem. As I said, Harding, Mary Ellen, the museums we have, Marilyn Meskey, things like that. But I think we concentrate also too much on the past with things that aren't here anymore. We can't bring back things that aren't here. We can't bring back the shovel. We can't bring back Tecumseh. People who have went on to their reward, we can't bring them back. So we need to figure out what we're going to do from here on out with what we got.
You know, something else I've noticed through listening to interviews and stuff on the station here, people seem to always concentrate on the bad things that Hardy did. What actual, you know, I know he did some good things, but that's very seldom really mentioned, the good things he done.
Did a lot of good things.
Other than the presidency, you know, I mean, and him being editor of Marion Star.
Well, he created...
I mean, I know he was a senator.
Well, he created what eventually went on to become the VA, the Veterans Administration. He created...
He did that with Florence, right? Florence, that was her calling.
And she was very... Well, I know she was very big in the Girl Scouts. Or the Boy Scouts. I don't know. Well, and he created the FCC. Now, I don't know if we should be... who knows if that was a good... Man.
Well, through over time, they've changed that so much. I mean, you wouldn't even realize it. It was nothing, probably, what Harding envisioned.
Right, but matter of fact, it wasn't. Harding did not want... the FCC's main purpose under President Harding was just so stations did not overrun frequencies. That was their big idea. But he created that. He also... he was a big proponent of women getting the right to vote. And whether people like it or not, he was a Republican president in the 1920s who spoke out about segregation. Now, this is before separate but equal. So socially, he seemed to be very ahead of his time. So those are the good points. The problem is with him was simply Teapot Dome and hiring a lot of people in his cabinet who did things that were wrong, that people went to jail for it. He might have went to jail, but he died, which I'm not sure if that was good or bad for his legacy. I've never been able to figure that out because I look at it and I go, well, if he would have lived, maybe he could have explained it. And that would have helped his legacy. But then on the other hand, I look at it and I go, well, would they try to have impeached him? Would he had to have resigned? Would he have went to prison? In those days, he might have.
Yeah, well, you know, the world's full of ifs.
Right, I don't know. I don't know which side it would have come down on. And then his picadillos over the years with women did not help him. But you know what? That's nothing new in life because Bill Clinton's been paying for his picadillos for the last 25 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when somebody with their status does something that's off color, I'll say, boy, that seems to be all people remember. I mean, they forget about the good things they've done.
You know something?
I'm not sure how much good Clinton really did because... Isn't he the one? He's the one that started NAFTA, isn't he? That wasn't good.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. It's weird we're on this subject of President Harding, and maybe I'll get to this at some point this morning. But the other day, I got an email from Nan Britton. Her papers, when she died, she donated them to, I think it was UCLA, out in California. And they sent me 115 of her personal documents.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting to hear.
And I've been trying to go through these things, and I was going to read one this morning because it was fascinating, and hopefully I'll get to it at some point this morning. But it's interesting. I'll just try to get to it. But I don't know. The President Harding thing... As I said, you know what? Let's say he's usually ranked like 44, 45 out of 46 presidents. Well, okay.
Phelan had, what, 2 years? I mean, you look at the president today or even, 20 years ago, I mean, they can't really get anything done in 2 years. It seems to be the last 2 years of their term that they, actually get something done, if they're going to get anything done.
Well, stick with us here this morning, because the pastor will be on at 9:15, but after that I'll be back, and hopefully I'll get to this letter.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. I don't think I've ever heard anything. I was going to ask you, too, if you've ever been in contact with Jim Blessing anymore.
You know, we did touch base not too long ago, probably a month ago, and I think he'll be back on sometime soon, maybe around Memorial Day. I think that would be a good time.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to hear.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. We're talking about the police chief's comment that Marion has a self-esteem issue, not a crime problem. Self-esteem problem, not a crime problem. What do you think? 740-751-4038. I happen to agree with this one. I don't know any city that doesn't have crime, but I do know cities that don't have a self-esteem issue. We need something unique in this town. I've always said it for years. We don't even have a statue of President Harding. I've brought this up recently, but that bothers me. Because I think most cities with presidents that came from there have some kind of statue. We should have a statue of President Harding. Okay. Well, I'll tell you something that's been going on. This is where I spend my time nowadays. My grass is getting a little too high. And at this point, I don't have a mower to go out and mow. So either I'm going to have to go buy a mower or get somebody to mow the grass. But I'm telling you, it's not so easy to find somebody to mow your grass. Because I don't know how long I'll need them to do it. Hopefully, by, mid-June, I'll be able to get back out and do it again, which makes me think, well, I don't know if I want to buy a mower. Because if I'm only going to do it for a couple months, and then I have to store the mower. And who wants to do that? So I don't know. Does anybody know any good grass cutters here in Marion who travel around? 740-751-4038. And, I just want somebody with a reasonable price, because I don't have a huge yard at all. And there's no fence to go around. I know that's usually a problem for people. 740-751-4038. Now, here's an interesting statistic. Sometimes you're flipping through the internet and you're flipping through a magazine or a book or something like that. And I read this statistic and I thought, boy, isn't that interesting? 63% of people believe that dead family members are giving them signs. 63%. Of Americans believe that dead family members are giving them signs, and 1 in 4 Americans believe that a dead family member is guiding them through life. Those are high numbers. Now, we've talked about ghosts before. I've never seen a ghost. I don't know that anybody's guiding me through life. And I don't know that I've ever seen a sign from somebody who's went on to their reward. Has anybody experienced this? Does this go on? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears. Station's coming in really well up. Northern Delaware County is coming in.
Well, the weather's pretty stable today.
Yeah, it must be the sunspots. Did your
no
mower
suns,
break?
No, it's no sunspots. When we have sunspots, that's when we have the trouble.
Oh, yeah, I forget. Anyway, did your mower break? What I only heard part of the mower story. Because May is the month when the grass grows the most. I mean, sometimes you need to mow twice a week. Then it kind of calms down a little bit as we enter summer. But what happened to your mower? Did your mower break or something happened between this year and last year?
Well, yeah, I have usually had a service do the yard.
Oh.
But I don't think I want to do that anymore because my yard is not very big. But I'm not sure when I get back to doing things if I would mow the yard every week if there's somebody reasonable out there. You know, I like these kids who go out and mow the yards because they, you know, this is their income. This is their total income. So I'm not even sure I want to deal with a company. Where are the kids in the neighborhood that used to come by and say, hey, do you want your yard mowed for $10? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, used to happen. Who knows? But maybe they can make more money working $15 an hour at one of the jobs paying that. I'm not sure.
Well, I don't think these 10-year-olds can do that. 10, 15,
yeah,
13.
Yeah, 10-year-old can. Okay. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I like the idea of kind of working for myself, but, you know, things have changed. It's been a while since I was 10 years old. I think Harding was still president. Speaking of him. I mean, your buddy Phil Donahue said if it bleeds, it leads. And unfortunately, the bad news and negativity will get more attention. It's kind of sad. You know, you want to focus on positives, but it doesn't always seem to work out that way. And getting with what you were talking about earlier in the hour.
Well, I think the police chief's got it right. I mean, I think that's a very...
As I said, anybody who puts down Marion has not been here, has not explored here.
But it's the people here who... that's what the chief is saying.
Yeah, and they should know better.
Well, they don't.
Well, it's a shame. I don't know. I don't know how to cure that. Certainly, our law enforcement here is excellent. And you look at the issues in the various cities that are somewhat the size of Marion, Portsmouth, Lancaster, Zanesville. Those are certainly in the news about some negative things.
The problem was
don't focus on that. I mean, yeah, even like with Lima. Lima depends where you are. There's a lot of history there and a lot of good stuff going on, and there's some bad things also.
Well, it all started, I think, in the late 70s and the 80s when a lot of businesses that had been here a long time started to depart, and the downswing of downtown Marion started to happen. And I think that's when people started to get down, and I think then it really turned into a much bigger problem when drugs started to enter into all cities in America. But for some reason, we felt that that was unique to us. There was a story, gosh, I don't know how many years ago it's been now, probably getting close to 20, where somebody was putting yard signs in people's yards here in Marion, with permission, they weren't doing it without permission, that said, heroin is Marion's economy. And here came the Columbus News to report on this story. Well, that did not do the city of Marion a whole lot of trouble, or a whole lot of good.
That's not cool. But it's certainly a story people want to hear. Just not something that's going to put Marion on the map in a positive way. And why don't we balance that with all the good things going on here? The reasonably priced housing, the diversity of jobs for a city this size, that we have Lowe's, we have Menards, we have two Krogers, Meijer and Walmart, and all these independent businesses, all these new independent restaurants opening up. A lot of positivity for a city with 36,000 people.
Well,
we have big box stores and independent businesses. Let's talk about that. Marion is very walkable, too. I love how the studio, you walk downtown. And, of course, obviously all the history here, too. Let's focus on that. It's okay to hear the negativity, but it gets pounded into our heads a little too much. But again, if it bleeds, it leads. I mean,
but you know, I don't think the police chief's talking about news stories.
That, anybody should know. And being in Ohio, and also being from Dayton, a city that also gets a bad press.
Yeah, but I don't think what the police chief is saying is that we shouldn't report bad news stories.
Oh, of course not. But
I think what he's saying.
Don't harp on it. Good. don't harp on it. Well, there is an image problem here, including among residents and people that do business here. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, thanks for calling.
I think this, with me, Scott, being part of the station, that's a very positive thing. So I focus on that. I just wanted to mention about with my parents and grandparents being deceased. I think there's some influence. It's hard to say, but you know, I like to think of when I make a decision or go about my business that there's an influence of some kind from my parents and grandparents. You know, I think what would my dad or mom have said? Would my grandparents be proud of me? You know, I guess we all kind of think of that, and I guess it kind of depends too how old you are and if your parents and grandparents are living, or how long ago they passed away. So I think we have that.
Well, we will see. Thanks for calling.
Okay. It's about best I can tell you. Okay, Scott. See you later.
Bye-bye. Well, it's an interesting number. Now, what do people, we can come back to this self-esteem issue. Do you think Marion has a self-esteem issue more than a crime problem, as Police Chief McDonald stated? Very interesting quote, 740-751-4038. Also, doing my own little version of Swap Shop here this morning, I want a nice, you know, local entrepreneurial grass cutter, grass mower. And then the statistic here, 63% of people believe a dead family member is giving them signs. And 1 in 4 believe that a dead family member is guiding them through life. I don't know. Is that true? Some people say yes. Some people say no. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, here's the thing I would have a question about in regard to this. Well, and again, I always ask this question. Have you ever seen a ghost? Because this is a big subject, because it's a ghost and a premonition, and some people think they see angels, and I'm not saying they don't, maybe they do. But now, what are the differences? And are we talking about somebody who's went on, like sitting on the bed, or hearing their voice, or like a cabinet door being open? I'm not sure exactly what this all means. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I have seen ghosts. My dead relatives have visited me in my dreams, and I know the difference between just a dream and when they visit me in my dreams.
Now, what would be the difference?
In my dreams, they talk. When they come visit me in my dreams, they don't talk.
So what do they say?
In my dreams?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever comes to my subconscious.
Now, has anybody ever come while you're awake?
I believe so, especially with my granddaughter. I believe my mom looked over my granddaughter. So,
well,
you know, it's kind of like her guardian angel.
Yeah, and I'm not discounting this. I was just surprised at how high the number is. 63%.
Yeah, well, you know, the signs are out there. You have to be sensitive to that kind of stuff, and you have to notice it.
Well, here's what I always wonder, and I guess I'll use President Harding, since we've been on this morning, as an example. Now, President Harding has went on to his reward, Florence has went on to her reward, and Nan Britton has went on to her reward. Now, when they all got to heaven, now, is the mistress there? Is she able to talk to the president? Does the wife know that there was a mistress now? You know, the marriage, if you get married usually in a church, it's till death do you part. Well, that's death. So are you now separated in heaven?
I believe, and you could probably check with Pastor Whitaker or Pastor Craig, that there is no conflict in heaven. So So,
but I think there would be conflict if Nan Britton ran into Florence Harding.
No, not in heaven. There's no conflict in heaven. No, that's what I believe.
Now, what about people? What about people who've been married several times? Now do they like their?
I believe that they're just, you know, up there. They talk. You know, I don't believe there's really any, other than the fact that, you know, married couples might see each other, but I don't know if they're still considered themselves married when they're in heaven. I couldn't tell you that. I mean, one of the pastors might have an opinion on that, but
I don't know.
I do believe there's no conflict in heaven.
It's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for sharing your experience.
Okay.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038, 55 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Interesting conversation this morning. Don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker comes up next hour, 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then I'll be back at 10:15 with much more scintillating conversation. But the two big topics this morning, Police Chief McDonald's comment that Marion has a self-esteem issue, not a crime problem. What do you make of that? Or the statistic we've been talking about here, that 63% of people believe that a dead family member is giving them signs, and 1 in 4 believe that a dead family member is guiding them through life. What do you think on these two issues? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Always something to talk about, to be sure. Did we ever get the, I don't think we ever did, get the Final Family Feud question answered? Oh, I did. You know, I got so busy this morning, I didn't read my announcements. I need to do this as well. There's going to be a food giveaway tomorrow, April 30th, at the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road. Parking lot opens up at 8 a.m., and the giveaway starts at 9 a.m. They have about 30,000 pounds of food to give away. Again, that's at the Richland Road Church of Christ tomorrow, Saturday, April 30th. Parking lot opens up at 8, and the food giveaway starts at 9. 30,000 pounds of food. And as I said yesterday, we got the announcement from the Marion County Fairgrounds that the Marion County Fair this year will take place July 4th through July the 9th. So that will be a lot of fun. Okay, our leftover Family Feud question from yesterday, with 57 minutes past the hour here. The category, name foods that go with peanut butter. Name foods that go with peanut butter. Now, we had jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. There's one answer left. What is it? 740-751-4038. Name foods that go with peanut butter. We've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. What is the one answer we did not get yesterday? 740-751-4038. Last Friday in the month of April. Go ahead, caller.
How about crackers?
No crackers. Good guess, though. No crackers on the list this morning. Name a food that goes with peanut butter. Jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. We have those answers. What is the answer that we're missing? Foods that go with peanut butter. And as I have said, I am not a fan of peanut butter. I would not get this question right. Go ahead. Well, we lost that caller. If that's you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. Foods that go with peanut butter. We've got jelly, chocolate, bananas, oats, and celery. What is the one answer we're missing? We were missing this answer yesterday. 59 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Again, the pastor spot coming up next with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then I'll be back at 10:15 through 1 o'clock today. All kinds of stuff to talk about. What food goes with peanut butter that we are missing? Not celery, not jelly.
Go ahead, caller.
You're listening to WWTH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place for people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
When I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made us wait? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later.